Between the pandemic, the Texas snowstorm, and the I'm not a cat hilarity on Zoom, things are getting more interesting by the day. And it's only February. Ugh. Which reminds me, it's only February. And just when you thought we had hit a noteworthy peak, I present to you the transfer pricing news. Hello, everyone. It's Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, cross-border solutions, weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast. What does the Dominican Republic's annual tax guidance contain? How is the Coca-Cola legal battle far from fizzling out? In which high-end shoe manufacturer is in hot water for its transfer pricing methodology? We've got those stories for you, hot off the press, but first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of The Fiona Show, Cross Border Solutions' weekly transfer pricing podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. Sending Christmas cards, seeing the doctor, getting your teeth cleaned. Some things are better done once a year. In the Dominican Republic, it's releasing their annual tax guidance. This year's version identifies transfer pricing thresholds and an updated tax haven list. Here's the fine print. The transfer pricing documentation threshold has been bumped up from 11.5 million pesos, approximately $199,000, to 12.1 million pesos, or nearly $210,000. Entities that fall below this range are off the hook from preparing a transfer pricing study and revealing the arm's length range in the disclosure form. But if a control transaction is conducted with an entity in a low tax jurisdiction, taxpayers can say goodbye to the threshold. The guidance also lists countries that are free of preferential tax regimes. The Dominican Republic is one of the countries that has, quote, deemed controlled transactions, unquote. What does this mean for the taxpayer? If it has transactions with a company in a preferential tax regime, even if they aren't related, the taxpayer would need to document the transaction. If they're not on the list, you only need to document if it's a transaction with a related party. The war wages on, and for once, we're not talking about the pandemic. Coca-Cola is facing even more liabilities in its battle with the IRS. How much? Try $12 billion. That's billion with a B. The new estimate is based on the IRS's proposed transfer pricing methodology. Coca-Cola used the residual profit split method, but the IRS argued the comparable profits method was best. If Coca-Cola loses its appeal case, it will get slapped with more than just a hefty bill. The beverage giant could see its tax rate increase by 3.5 percentage points, even after its recent $3.3 billion hit for tax years 2007, 2008, and 2009. Coca-Cola is on the offensive. It recorded a $438 million tax reserve for 2020, but plans to, quote, assert its claims on appeal and vigorously defend its position, unquote. Stay tuned. Don't judge a company's transfer pricing till you've walked a mile in their shoes. Just ask Ferragamo. The luxury shoe manufacturer faces legal pushback over its use of the resale price method. Ferragamo France, a distribution affiliate of Salvatore Ferragamo S.p.A., took a 25% gross margin as a distributor. The French tax authorities were not amused. They saw the markup as pas bien. While the affiliate did report losses from 1996 to 2009, the French tax authorities revealed some pretty harrowing data. Compared to 19 third-party distributors, Ferragamo had a higher rate than those operating expense-to-sales ratios. In the second round of legal proceedings, the Paris Administrative Court opposed the tax authorities' ruling. Their argument, the Italian parent company didn't charge the French affiliate any royalties, and Ferragamo France made profit from 2010 to 2015. And just when you thought the courts had come to an agreement, France's Supreme Administrative Court reversed the ruling, siding with the tax authority. You know what they say, if the shoe fits. And would you look at that? You're all caught up on the latest in transfer pricing. Give yourself something to look forward to other than your seamless delivery. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll be sure to keep you up to date on transfer pricing news in minutes. While you're at it, check out our anchor podcast. That's The Fiona Show. This podcast was hosted, edited, and engineered by yours truly, Matthew DeMello. Associate producer Christy Clements wrote the script. Okay, so we're all bored stiff. It's been almost a year of pandemic-induced mania. While the days may seem repetitive, the transfer pricing news keeps on a-changing. We've got you covered. Catch everyone next week.